Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Andy Goss back to the show. Andy is one of the top numismatic experts in the planet, especially in the area of U.S. coins, collectible coins. He's a monetary expert as well. He's become an outstanding expert on all things that the Fed does. He's a publisher of an outstanding newsletter, The World of Money. The Secret of Money is one of his books. Uncle Sam Cooks the Books is another one of his books. And you're starting to get the picture about his expertise. And we're so happy he's part of our brain trust. Andy, welcome back.
Hello, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. So the Fed is wrapping up another two-day meeting today, and it's anticipated. Yep. They've done everything but put up a neon sign saying they're going to raise rates this month. And if they do, that'll be the third time this year, right?
That's right. It's not going to be hard to predict that they're going to raise rates this time. As you remember, I thought they'd raise them last time.
Right.
Like you said, everything but put up a neon sign. They pretty much given us the signal that rates are going to go up. Now, that's perfectly typical, I suppose, given the strength of the economy.
Right.
So I think you can count on more of that from the Fed.
Well, and they need to be able to reload. I mean, they've been out of ammunition. They ran out of ammunition and then went and found some artificial ammunition that they used in the form of their balance sheet, which nobody had never been having done before with QE, and so now they're backing off of their balance sheet, deleveraging that. They're reloading their primary weapon, which is the cost of money, right now. And so I remember 19 years ago. When the Fed was raising rates and we had a lot higher rate, the prime rate was like 4 or 5 or something like that. I had Bob McTeer on the show. He was actually a member of the FOMC in those days, and I was egging him on. I was congratulating him on being the lonesome dove, resisting raising rates, because I didn't want that to happen. I didn't want small business owners to have to deal with higher rates. But today, it's a non-event for small businesses because we're not borrowing money. We're funding our growth out of our own account.
That's right. And this at a time when there is a liquidity crunch. If you look at the Fed's balance sheet, even though they have been for the majority of the last 12 months reducing their supplies, reducing what they own, this is like the third week that they've actually raised or bought more than they ran off. So we're plus 2.7 billion in the last week. So they want to reduce the balance sheet, but business is telling them, hey, no, we can't. We need
right.
money, and governments as well. I don't know if you caught the Congressional Budget Office figures. You know, we're $1 trillion deficit once again for fiscal
right.
year 18.
Yeah, that's so unsustainable, isn't it?
No. I mean, not at current levels, but, of course, that brings in the big bugaboo. Remember what the Fed's trying to do. They need to control inflation. They need to stem the tide in the value of the dollar. So
yeah.
we're going to have to live with higher interest rates because raging inflation is on the way. Did you catch crude oil now?
Yeah,
over $8 a barrel.
It's 80 bucks. Well, one thing that I'm a little happy about, some of the polling that I've seen that I've done and that I've reported on shows that small business owners have been getting a piece of the pricing power. They have claimed
yes.
some pricing power.
Yes.
And we've gone through 20 years where it's been really hard for small businesses to do that. I'm really happy of that. What do you think?
Well, I mean, clearly it's these import tariffs that are doing this. You know, this is probably President Trump's boldest move. I really think the infrastructure plan is – long overdue, as we discussed last time we were together. And now if you add that bit of rocket fuel to the economy, I think small business will get even more purchasing power, no question about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so, folks, the Fed's going to raise rates today. That's almost a certainty. It'll be the third time this year. There's some talk about whether they'll do it again in December or later in the year. I think it's in December they meet next time. I've forgotten. And so, but it's still, the prime rate is still, it'll still be under 5%.
That's right. Yeah, the 30-year bond is at 3.23. So we crossed that 3% Rubicon, and I think we'll continue in that vein.
And when we come back, I'm going to ask Andy if raising the rates is going to pull foreign investment into the United States and maybe give Mr. Trump a little leverage in his trade negotiations. I'll ask about that after this break. 20 till, I'm Jim Blessing. Andy Goss is our guest. Stay with us. We're going up around the
bend. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.